to all of you, a happy Valentine. It's not postponed. I was asked by the officials of the ANC to come and brief our members here in Parliament about the decision of the NEC. You have already heard the decision that was presented by the Secretary General yesterday. So I have now reported to the caucus that the NEC of the ANC has decided to recall President Zuma, and the deadline is today. No, you are going to ask me that question. We are now proceeding with, as the Chief Whip, to proceed with the motion of no confidence tomorrow in Parliament. If the presiding officers can feature that in, so that President Zuma is then removed, so that we can proceed to elect President Ramaphosa as the President of the Republic, so that he's able to deliver the State of the Nation address, possibly before the budget speech next Wednesday. But I will leave that to the presiding officers, because it's clear that the time is now congested. However, it's very clear that for us as the leadership of the ANC, we can no longer wait beyond. If President Zuma will at some point respond, he will respond, but we can't continue waiting. Decision has been taken, it must be implemented.
What is an option to the African National Congress would have been ideally to present our own motion. Ideally, that would have been what would have appreciated and what would have loved. But it is not possible with a motion that is there in the system. Therefore, our rules allow for an amendment of any motion. That's what is then before us as the African National Congress, to effect some amendments, not to the substance of the motion. The substance of the motion, which is the basically motion that will result in the president going, that will still remain. It is the reasoning. As ANC, we will put our own reasoning arising from the 54th conference, of course also arising from the discussions that have ensued in the National Executive Committee for over 13 hours. So we will effect that into the amendments, and then vote after deliberations and debate, vote on that motion tomorrow. That's what we are preparing for. Yes, caucus has discussed this matter. We will still be having a caucus tomorrow, basically to do the logistics. And the logistics are who's speaking and who is in the lineup, and basically what is the content, because some people are now working on the content of our amendment. What is the content of our amendment? But as you will also know, we will also be approaching the other parties in Parliament, including the party that has that has put forward this motion of no confidence, the Economic Freedom Fighters. We'll also be approaching them. We have approached them, by the way, because ideally, as we have said, it would have been nice for them to withdraw, but they steadily refused to withdraw their motion. That's why we are now sitting with the next available option to the ANC, which is to amend that motion, but not the substance of that motion. So that's what we're looking at, and we it's very likely, depending on the availability of the Chief Justice, that we might as well tomorrow also, after we have voted for the removal of the President of the Republic, probably depending on the availability of Chief Justice, also elect a new president. So that is possible. If it's not possible tomorrow, indeed Friday is still a day, because you see, we would like to create certainty in the work of Parliament. We wouldn't like to have people guessing what are we going to do next. You will know that there are many items before Parliament that do not need any disturbance. One of those items, amongst others, is certainty that the budget statement will indeed come in before later than the second week of March. So the sooner all these matters are attended to, the better, so that the budget can come in. But before the budget comes in, we will also want, as the African National Congress, the program, the political program of our government to also put forward to the nation. That is what is normally referred to as the state of the nation. So we would like the incoming president, without delay, to also put forward to the nation what is this political program that the ANC will be pursuing this year, arising from our 54th conference, arising from our January 8th statement, and indeed arising from our sentiment of renewing and ensuring that there is hope amongst our people. So that statement needs to come before South Africa. We are working towards this ideal, a sona, election of a president, and motion of no confidence on the sitting current president of the republic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, TG and Chifok. We'll take the first round of hands. I'm going to request that we please don't